Sarah. We received this question from Gail. She says, "Hi, I saw a squirrel on a power line near my house and wondered, why didn't he get electrocuted? If a downed power line is dangerous to people, why can squirrels walk the lines?"
That's a great question, Gail. Thanks for sending it in. The short answer is, birds perching and squirrels walking on power lines usually don't get electrocuted because birds and squirrels are not good conductors. Side note, this episode contains a little bit of science and technical terms.
Yeah, disclaimer. So if you need to leave, we'll totally understand. So what's a conductor?
So this time, talking about conductors, we're not talking about musical conductors or train conductors. We're talking about a conductor that is a material which electricity can flow through. Metals like the copper found inside wires are great conductors.
Electricity is always looking for two things: a way to get to the ground and the path of least resistance, or several paths of least resistance. Since the birds and squirrels are not touching the ground or anything in contact with the ground, the electricity will stay in the power line. The electricity doesn't want to flow through the animal's body because that involves too much resistance.
Imagine you are driving down a highway. There's no traffic. It's smooth sailing. There's an exit ramp coming up that leads to the side street intersection. But if you keep driving through that intersection, you'll eventually get to an on-ramp to get back onto the highway.
If there isn't traffic on the highway, you wouldn't think twice about taking the exit ramp, right? In this case, the path of least resistance is staying on the highway. Taking the exit ramp route is just too much work.
A bird or a squirrel sitting on a power line are like that exit ramp. The electricity doesn't want to get off the highway.
If the power line was low enough that you could walk underneath it, reach up, and touch it, because you would be grounded, you could get hurt.
Yes, exactly. Without taking proper safety measures, power lines are dangerous in the air and on the ground.
There are a few instances when the electricity could zap the critter. If an animal touches a power line and a tree, or a power line and a power pole at the same time, it gives electricity a path to the ground and could be shocked.
If an animal touches two individual lines at the same time, it would create a new path for electricity to flow through called a circuit. It will likely get zapped. We talk a little bit about this scenario back in our first episode, Snake Fence.
So how do workers repair live electrical wires without getting hurt?
They use insulating materials in their clothing, equipment, and bucket trucks. Insulating materials such as rubber are materials through which electricity has a hard time flowing. So instead of passing through the line worker, the electricity stays on the other side of his rubber gloves or rubber-handed tools.
These aren't everyday household gloves and tools. Those are too thin to protect you from a shock and are often not made entirely of rubber. These are for the professionals.
Another technique is to hang beneath a helicopter.
Whoa, what? Really?
Yeah, since neither the worker nor the helicopter is connected to the ground, the worker just has to make sure he only touches one wire at a time.
Huh. Does this type of line working happen often? Because it sounds a little bit like something out of an action movie.
Actually, it's a real full-time job. You know those tall transmission lines that you see around the area? They are 200 feet tall. That's higher than any bucket truck can reach, but helicopters can. CoServe doesn't use helicopters for line work, but other electric companies do. There's also a lot of helicopter work up in the mountains of Colorado and other places north of Texas.
Granted, any work conducted while hanging from a helicopter is inherently risky, but so is the usual work done on power poles and from bucket trucks. Speaking of which, utility poles are all around us and they touch the ground. If I touch one of them, will I get hurt?
Well, if you think about the number of lost dog posters out there, apparently not.
Fluffy, please come back. Please?
At least for the wooden utility poles, they're mostly safe because there isn't an electric current flowing through them. However, wood utility poles are treated with chemical preservatives to help them last longer and keep bugs away. Unfortunately, these chemicals aren't super safe to come into regular close contact with, so it might be best not to touch them very often.
Hope that answers your question, Gail. Thanks again for asking. Next time you see a furry critter walking the power lines like Johnny Cash, tell them to be careful, but know that they'll probably be okay.
If you have a question you'd like us to answer on the show, email us at podcast@coserve.com. We'd love to hear from you.
You can also record your question on the voice memo app on your phone and email that to us. Everyone loves hearing their own voice, right? And with that, we will see you all next time.